Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I need some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. The bad boy is here. We try not to take ourselves too seriously around here, folks, but we do serious work. We just try to have fun while we're doing it. I take what I do very seriously, but I try not to take myself too seriously, and I hope that comes across. You know, someone once said to me that you shouldn't take yourself too seriously because no matter who you are, the attendance at your funeral is still going to depend upon the weather. So that's something to think about. I'm glad Josh Costell is able to join us on this Labor Day. Josh is an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's the chief operating officer of a company called Dome Tech, and he's our friend. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back. Happy Labor Day to you and your family and to the listeners.
It's good to have you back. Did I say the company name right, Dome Tech?
Yes, you did.
All right. Josh, I know, by the way, I was talking about not taking ourselves too seriously. That's a challenge for some people, isn't it? When you take what you do very seriously, how to separate taking what you do very seriously but not taking yourself so seriously? What do you think about that?
You know what? You're right, Jim. How do you separate, taking yourself serious and taking what you do serious, and just sometimes, I always try to remind myself. Sometimes you just got to remind yourself to be your own best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the challenge.
Well, you know, some people. I mean, we do very important work here, and the reason I say that, with no false sense of modesty, is because the people we serve are doing some very important work, as you know. And so we take our work very seriously. But you know, the key, I think, is to take what you do very seriously, but sort of lighten up a little bit on how you take yourself seriously. Because I actually think that turns off prospective employees. What do you think about that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta make it fun. You know, you have to. People are making a decision where they want to work, and in this competitive marketplace, if you don't make it fun, it's going to be hard. Getting the type of people that you want, or I should say, at least retaining them.
When I came into the marketplace a long time ago, Josh, the idea of going to work and it being fun was not really something that was part of the equation. But today, it's an integral part of the equation for most people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I stopped and think about, Labor Day. I heard you speaking also, that was created in 1894. But, people forget that it was created due to workers' dissatisfaction. And the irony is saying, okay, to celebrate workers, we're going to give you the day off,
Yeah.
Because we know you'd rather not be at work. Right?
Exactly. What's wrong with that picture, right?
You think about it, it was the Pullman strike. Right.
That's right.
And then Grover Cleveland tried to make it a holiday as an election ploy. Thank goodness that, we did get the holiday, but we didn't get Grover Cleveland. He didn't get reelected.
We got the holiday, but you and I got the bill.
Correct.
As employers, one of the things you want to talk about today, Josh, is how do we make our companies the employer of choice? How do we become an employer of choice? How do we not only have happy employees who work with us, but how do we have them recommending their employer to their friends, so that whenever we need a new employee, basically all we do is just open the door. They're lined up out the door.
Great question, Jim. And you know, it's funny about how do they say and how do they will they recommend you? Gallup did a poll on engaged employees, and what they said was to be, they defined what an engaged employee right along the lines of what you were just referring to, Jim, is they called it the three S's, which was stay, say, and strive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, can you get people, are you the type of company, is an engaged employee is someone that's going to stay with you, someone that's going to say good things, just not to your customers, but also to other people about your company.
To their friends, yeah.
And to their friends, and then strive for excellence.
And good comments there. We've heard about that report, but we haven't heard that part of the report. When we come back, we're going to get Josh Cassell to talk to us some more about how to become an employer of choice on this Labor Day that we're broadcasting live from 2010. We'll be right back with Josh Cassell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. That's a little Marshall Tucker in the background. Great 1970s band. A little Southern rock for you there. Josh Costello is our guest. And Josh, you remember that song?
Yeah, I would listen to your show just for the music besides everything else.
Many do, Josh. You'll have to get in line. Many do. Josh is the author of The Science of Sales Success and Chief Operating Officer of a company called DomeTech. Give us your website, Josh.
My website is www.measuremax.com. And the book can be found, probably one of the best places is Amazon or bookstores. Different bookstores and websites.
Yeah. So check that out when you get a chance. The Science of Sales Success by Josh Cassell. Josh, you're talking about a survey. We're talking about folks about how to become the employer of choice to you know, one of the reasons, if you're wondering why should we try to do that, well, Josh, small business owners have a real hard time when it comes to finding good people, because we're not good at it. It's not something that we're good at doing. We're not human resources experts typically. We'd rather take a poke in the eye with a sharp stick as to try to go through that whole process. And so we wind up making bad decisions. And so if we can become the employer of choice, we're going to have a lot more people to choose from. And you were quoting some research a little bit ago, and I want you to repeat those three criteria that you were talking about.
Okay, according to the Gallup poll on what they call an engaged employee, someone that wants to, be, you know, a productive employee, is that they will do three things. They will stay. They will say good things about your company to other people, to their peers, to their customers, and to their friends, and they'll strive for excellence. Now, the key is, how do you get someone engaged? They showed in America, a poll showed that only 46% of employees are engaged. That means 54% don't want to be there, and the link between being engaged and productivity is unquestionable. It would, you know, every statistic that I've looked at.
Well, I think one of the things I saw was that some of those 54% weren't necessarily unhappy with what they were doing. They just weren't thrilled. You know, if it's the same report I saw, about 13%, if I remember correctly, were seriously unhappy, and the people in the middle were sort of just kind of there.
Right, exactly. And so the key is, how do you get people engaged? And when you get through all the smoke, and I know as small business owners, we like just getting right to the meat of it, so to speak. The real key is, do you understand what your people are great at doing, and do you ensure that they lead with their talents and strengths? And in other words, a real simple way to look at it is when I work and look at our people, I say, what are they great at doing, and do I put them in situations where 90% of the time plus, they're great you know, they're doing what they're great at doing. And if you do that, people are going to be engaged.
Well, and the thing is there's so much ROI. There's so many ROI touch points on having an engaged employee. As I said a minute ago, when you talked about one of the S's was say, would they tell people about their employer and about their employment situation, how happy they are. And that's what I meant a minute ago when I said, you know, you don't have to go looking for people. You got folks who come to you and say, whenever you need a new employee, I want to come to work for you because I've heard about what a good place you have. But not only from that standpoint, Josh, as you've been saying, but from the standpoint of the way they treat our customers, and the standpoint of the way they treat our assets and our business model, an engaged employee is a high ROI employee, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The link between being engaged and productivity is really undisputable. So, you know, the challenge is, you know, as I said, is making sure that your people lead with their talents and strengths, you know. Don't have someone that's great at selling, have them, you know, burden them with having to do a lot of paperwork. They're just, you know, this theory of calling rounding out, you know, how do we take someone that's great at something and round them out so they could be mediocre at the stuff they're not naturally good at? And I think that's one of the keys right there. And then
you're saying, of course, we all know that the great salespeople are typically not great people, paperwork people.
Right.
And so you're saying keep those salespeople selling and hire somebody who's good at paperwork to do their paperwork for them.
Right. Why make them do something that they're not good at?
And by the way, salesmen all over the world would like to kiss your ring right now. And when I was a full-time salesman, I would have done that because I had to do the paperwork and I didn't like it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you know, and part of it is that you have to sit down with people, though, and tell them, listen, I want to put you in a position where you can do what you're great at 90% of the time plus. But to do that, I'm going to have to hire a support person. Now, if you're doing what you're great at 90% of the time, can you cover the cost of this support person?
Right.
And have those sort of conversations, and they'll really appreciate it. You know, the other thing is to really become an employee of choice is, you know, you look at things besides monetary, and that is, you know, what are you doing from a training standpoint? You know, if you ever want to get your people locked in, show that you're willing to invest in them by training.
Right. When we come back, I want to talk some more about training and other investments that you can make
right.
in your employees to get them to be engaged employees. And we'll do that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Cares just drift right into space.
Sales success and chief operating officer at Dome Tech. Give us that website too, Josh.
Okay, Dome Tech
website.
www.dome-tech.com.
All right, dome-tech.com. You were talking about folks. We're talking about how to make your business, your company, an employer of choice, and how to get your employees to become engaged employees. How can you do that? And Josh, you were giving us some more ideas on that.
Well, one is, I think, Jim, is when someone comes into the corporation, because into your business, you know, those first couple of days, that orientation program is going to give them a feel for the company. You know, were you prepared for them when they show up? Or do you have all their, you know, little things right from the get-go? Do you have their computer there if you're going to give them one? Do you have their office space? Does people know who they are? You know, are they ready to hit the ground running from a support standpoint? Also, you know, have you sit down and speak with your employees about, tell me what your career path is, tell you, and here's what, you know, and you let them know, okay, if this is your career path, here's the training we would be willing to
help
invest.
Them with professional development.
Right.
Not just organizational development, not just training that helps the company, but training that invests in their own professional development.
Absolutely.
And tell them that's what you're doing. I'm investing in you.
Yeah, and the other thing that I like telling people is that our goal is to make you a viable candidate for wherever position that you want to pursue in our company or whatever level you want to get to. Now, and I use those words very carefully, Jim. Is viable candidate means that I can't guarantee you anything, but if you go to and do this training, if you get these results from your performance working here, and you make these sort of investments in you know, improving your skill sets and what have you, you will be a viable candidate for this position in probably this many years. And it gives them something. It says, okay, this company is interested in my professional development. The other thing, not monetarily, directly, is give them a line of sight compensation program. And what I mean by that is, can they earn, is their performance directly reflective of what they have control over? You know, the big issue, I think, with small companies is that they're never quite sure, unless they're in sales, you know, what they're going to get paid. You know, how do they earn money? You know, is it something that, how do, not only do they earn money, how, what are things that they can do to reach that goal
mm-hmm.
financially?
Mm-hmm.
You know, other things I think is real important for people is non-monetary recognition, you know.
Well, the thing about, yeah, well, I mean, the surveys historically show that when people leave companies, when they do the exit surveys, what people are paid is almost never the number one reason. It's almost always because the people felt underappreciated.
Absolutely, and you know that old adage really rings so true that people don't quit companies; they quit people.
Yeah,
you know, that's what they're doing. So, and that leads me to probably one of the most important things you can do, even in a small business, even if it has to be you, is are you assigning a mentor to someone? And the best thing that you can do is, you know, depending obviously on the size of your company, it should probably be someone other than the owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that person is, it's a relief valve for them. It's someone they can go to talk about issues that are bothering them. You know, often it's hard to do that when, you know, the person you're talking to is the owner. Right? You know,
yeah. It's kind of hard to complain about the owner to the owner.
Right. Yeah. Well, I would say
they do that. The people in my company do that, but I guess I don't know if you get away with it everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we call it another in a series of CLMs, career limiting moves. Right.
Right. Exactly right. Hey, Josh, the book, The Science of Sales Success, is available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, sir.
And also on your website, which is
www.measuremax with an X at the end. com.
All right. Hey, Josh, thank you for being here on Labor Day. Thanks for the good information.
You bet, Jim. Thanks. I enjoyed it. Good, you know, good exchange. Have a great day.
You too, and we'll talk
Happy
to you
Labor
next
Day.
Time. Josh
okay.
Costell, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news. More to come on this Labor Day 2006. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.